Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this day, for your goodness, for your mercy, for allowing us one more chance to come before you in prayer. We send up our supplication. We make our communication unto you. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon your people everywhere. Touch and bless today, oh, Lord. We're dependent on you because you are our very present help in trouble. There is no one else to turn to but you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are coming to you, Lord. We ask that you bless on tonight, that you will send your word, send your anointing, bless this ministry, send on souls, add souls, oh Lord, save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover us. Wash, oh Lord, and make everyone whole. Move in a miraculous way. Work miracles. Set out your mighty hand. Touch those souls that are dealing with cancer. We know you're able to heal. You're able to deliver, Lord. We're depending on you today. Our trust is in you, Lord. We pray that you move, Lord. Take control, Lord. Heal and deliver. Forgive sin and blot out of transgressions. Let the blood of Jesus cover and let the Spirit of God prevail. We trust in you today, knowing that thou art able. We know, Lord, that you are a healer, and we are witnesses that you can deliver, Lord. Oh, my God, save souls. Help somebody, Lord, to give their life to you. Help somebody to call upon your name. Give them a mind to seek your face and turn from their way. You said seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto them. Help them to set their affection on things above and not on the things of this earth. Have your way, O Lord. Change somebody's mind. Help somebody to surrender their life unto you, to give up the world and the world's goods. Help them, O Lord, to run for their lives, calling on the name of Jesus. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe it today. Help somebody, O Lord, to run for their life. Help them, O Lord, to draw closer to you. Look on those who are weak and down. We know you're able, O Lord. Strengthen, O Lord, those who are being persecuted. We pray that you strengthen them. Help them to go through their test. Help them to stand their trial. In the name of Jesus, look on your people, O Lord. Somebody needs your help today. Somebody needs you, O Lord. Have mercy today. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Somebody want to be free. Somebody want to serve you in the beauty of holiness. Help today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere. Move in a mighty way. Let the blood of Jesus cover. We pray that you touch and bless. Send your word today. Send thine anointing. Take full control today, O Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Help us to hear the voice of the Lord. Help us, O Lord. Give us the strength we need to go through. Help us to hold out. Help us not to be moved out of our place, but to stand fast. Hallelujah, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Help us to stand firm on the word of God. For every word of God is right, and we believe your word today. We pray that you go with us and stand by us, bless in a special way, and we will give thy name to praise. The glory and the honor belong unto you, and we exalt your name. We give thanks unto your name, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We bless your name, O Lord. You've been so good to us. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you're blessing us. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, which we don't deserve. But we thank you for what you're doing. We continue to bless thy name and praise thee, O Lord, for the great work that you are doing and the work that you have already done. In the name of Jesus, to look on the name, touch it tonight. Send your word, send thine anointing. Have your way. Let your word have free course. Look on the evangelist, Khadijah, continue to strengthen her, bless her. Has the way in her life. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming to Evangelist. May God the Lord touch me in that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Amin Show, and we are so excited that you decided to spend your Friday night with us. Pastor Hameen is the watch care pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who is also the pastor of Victory Temple located in Jacksonville, Florida, and we still want to remember him, and we're so glad, and also his beautiful wife, Mother Janice Marshall, whose birthday is today. We're so glad that you chose to spend your evening with us. And on tonight's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen and also Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who's a member of Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture taken from the 125th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 125th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hand into iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside into their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel." Thank God for the word, the 125th number from the first drop of six verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School, and one is O-N-E. And if you would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak to us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy, you'd like to have remarks, or you'd like to sing a song, or you have a testimony, or you have a scripture you'd like to read, or an encouraging word you'd like to share, you can dial our guest number, which is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the rest of the week, on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Caldwell hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Hoff, Missionary Rebecca England, and Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening services via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoag teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list, for Bishop Bird and his family. He lost his mother-in-law and his daughter. Missionary Gracie White and the Breathe White family. Dr. Marcel Horsey and the Breathe Horsey family. We continue to pray for Benjamin Hoag, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the bereaved William Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, Robin Man Fay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson, bereaved Johnson family, the bereaved Hall family, all the bereaved families, and those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, those are all of the announcements that I have. And I'd like to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the beautiful scripture that was read. And I tell you, that's one of my favorite scriptures. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. In other words, if you are trusting in the Lord, your faith, your hope is in the Lord, you're going to be as Mount Zion, which cannot, the Bible says, cannot be removed, but abideth forever. And I thank the Lord because that's who I'm trusting in. I'm trusting in the Lord. And if we just trust in the Lord and stand firm, take our faith and hold fast to our faith, the same scripture will be fulfilled in us. So I just thank the Lord for his word. And all of you out there in Radio Land, brothers and sisters, I tell you, God will take you through whatever it is that you have to go through, but just continue to trust in the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour, person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word of God on tonight. She preaches the word of God. She gets into the word of God, and she lives the word of God. So we thank the Lord for her and how the Lord is blessing her and this ministry and how the Lord has blessed others through this ministry. And I can be a witness to that because the Lord has blessed me through this great ministry. So at this time, we're going to hear from Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. Giving honor to whom honor is due. I just thank the Lord for another opportunity to praise him and to lift up his holy name. Thank God for the prayer that was prayed, the scripture that was read, and the beautiful words of encouragement. And at this time, let us prepare to go to the word of God. And if you want to get your Bibles and read along, I will be reading from the King James Version Bible. But before we get into the scriptures, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We bless your holy name, Lord. We call upon you to minister to us, Lord. Speak to us through your word. Oh, God, let a blessing come upon every listener in a special way. Lord, bless each and every one with the need, whatever they are in need of. Bless them tonight, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We believe it and we count it done, and we thank you, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us turn our attention to the word of God now. Let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 19. And I'll be also going over to Philippians 4, 4 through 6, and St. Mark 11, verse 17 and 22 through 26. If it be the Lord's will. And I have been dealing with some things going on with my throat, soreness, and went to get checked out, was told I had acute pharyngitis. So the enemy has been attacking me, doesn't want me to preach the word of God or say anything for the Lord, but he's alive.
Amen.
And we have
Amen.
The victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So I'm asking that you will pray for me and along with me as we go to the word of God. And starting in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 16 reads, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit." Philippians 4:4-6. "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And I just want to read verse 7 as well. "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." St. Mark 11, verse 17 reads, "And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." Skip on down to verse 22. "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. For I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Praise God. And tonight, the title of this message is Prayers of Distinction. Prayers of Distinction. Excuse me. And the theme is Pray According to the Need. Hallelujah. And I don't plan to be before you long, but I do want God to have his way. So looking at 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, we are encouraged to rejoice. And not just rejoice, but rejoice evermore. Going forward, from this point on, rejoice. Continue to rejoice. And also pray without ceasing, as Jesus encouraged us, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Praise the Lord. And there are various prayers that we can offer up to God. Hallelujah. And this is in this message talks about prayers of distinction. Prayers giving thanks. The 18th verse says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, and also quench not the spirit." As we pray, there are those times when the spirit of prayer will fall on us and the Lord will actually take over in the prayer. The spirit of God will begin to pray through us and pray on our behalf. In other words, making intercession for us. Therefore, it's important that we do not quench the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God moves us, we ought to allow God to have his way. Hallelujah. Because we don't know or don't fully understand why God wants to move on us the way he does. But when he moves, do not quench the Spirit. Don't try to draw back or hold or suppress the Spirit of God, but let God have his way. Hallelujah. Sometimes while we're praying, we can't do anything but say, thank you, Jesus. We just keep on thanking him and constantly thanking him. And we don't even know why we end up praying that kind of prayer, but it's a prayer of thanksgiving. And our souls, hallelujah, will begin to feel the presence of the Lord. And God will begin to move inside of us. He'll move on us and on our behalf. Praise be to God. So we need to learn to pray according to the need. Glory be to God. Sometimes God, while we're praying, he will lay something on our heart to pray for or about. And we need to pray earnestly at that time and allow God to have his way. Praise be to God. And we are encouraged to just pray according to the need, because there may be something going on with individuals around us or something going on with people we don't even know about and not even fully aware. But God will at times reveal things to us and have us to pray for individuals. Amen. He'll lay somebody on your heart. Maybe you weren't even thinking about them at that time, but God will just bring them to your mind. And at the time when this happens, don't quench the spirit, but go on into the prayer and pray according to the need. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. In Philippians, the 4th chapter, we are encouraged to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So this word rejoice, there's a joy that we have when we pray unto the Lord. We can rejoice and be glad. We can be happy for what the Lord has done, for what he is doing, and for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. We can give God the praise. We can glorify him. Rejoice in the Lord always, even while trouble is in our lives and while we're facing adversity and all kinds of tests and trials. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Because the battle is already won. We already have the victory in the name of Jesus. So we have a reason and a purpose and a right to rejoice in the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. While we're rejoicing in the Lord, he's working things out. He's fixing it for us. Amen. He's moving in our behalf. He's touching somebody's heart. Hallelujah. While we're rejoicing and thanking him for what it is we've been praying about. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. God is working it out. Maybe we have been praying for our loved one or someone we know who needs to be saved, who needs to be delivered, who needs to be healed. Hallelujah. We can rejoice in knowing that God hears and he answers prayer if we only believe according to the scripture, as Jesus said, to have faith in God. Amen. And we also ought to believe the Lord that whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, all we have to do is believe that we receive them. Believe that it's already done. Believe that we already have our petitions that we make unto the Lord, and we shall have them. The Lord encouraging us, glory be to God, to just believe when we pray. If you don't know the Lord and you want to be saved, All you have to do is believe. Glory be to God. And the word of God lets us know that if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. You can be saved. All you have to do is believe. And as we pray unto the Lord, we need to trust God and we need to keep our faith in him. No matter how things look, no matter what things look like, keep praying unto the Lord until you get an answer. Keep calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As often as you need to, go before God in prayer. Amen. Even denying yourself. Praise the Lord. And even in that 11th chapter of St. Mark, Jesus had gone into Jerusalem, and he entered into the house of the Lord, into the temple of God, and he found that people had set up all kinds of tables in there, and they were money changing and selling doves and doing all kinds of things in the temple. So Jesus went in there, and he turned over the tables, glory be to God, and he let them know that they had made God's house den of thieves. Hallelujah. He said, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. Going to the place that we worship the Lord is the house of prayer. It's where people can come and pray unto God and cry unto him. Amen. And get answers to their prayer. And be healed, delivered, be made free, hallelujah, be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. It's a place where all nations can come and receive from the Lord, hallelujah, praise God. But people are doing the same thing today. They're setting up all kinds of things in the house of God, and they have people doing all kinds of things. They have all kinds of talent shows and fashion shows and all kinds of things going on in the house of God. And this is the place where we should be going for prayer. Amen. His house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. Praise the Lord. And again, the Lord, he encourages us to have faith in God, to put our trust in him. He said in the 23rd verse, for verily I say unto you that whosoever, makes no difference who you are, where you come from, where you've been, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. That is so powerful. A lot of people find it difficult to have this kind of faith in God, to be able to trust God, amen, and believe him without doubting in their heart. Praise be to God. Even if it's a mountain, faith in God and trusting him without any doubt whatsoever. We can speak to the mountain in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And command the mountain to be removed and cast into the sea. Oh, thank you, Lord. And believe that we have those things that we say out of our mouth come to pass. Hallelujah. We shall have whatsoever we say according to Jesus. And I believe every word Jesus said. He said it. I believe it. And that settles that. Glory, hallelujah. And again, the Lord went on to say, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, no matter what it is, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible. There's nothing too small and nothing too large. Oh, glory, hallelujah. When ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. But there's more to prayers of distinction. In our prayers, Jesus said, when we stand praying, forgive. We must forgive if we have aught against any. We can't afford to go around thinking that we're okay and we're all right. But if we have any aught whatsoever, if we even think we have aught or not sure, we need to make it right. We need to forgive. Because if we don't forgive, our Heavenly Father is not going to forgive our trespass. Mm-hmm. But we need to learn to forgive so that we can be forgiven. Praise be to God. Because if we don't pray and forgive while we're praying, we are stopped in our prayer. Our prayer is hindered. Our prayer cannot go through. Glory be to God. So we need to learn forgiveness. And when we forgive, forget it. Don't bring it up. Don't dwell on it. Don't talk about it. Don't keep mentioning it. Don't keep washing somebody's face with it. Forgive and forget. Hallelujah. And move on. Glory be to God. Go ahead and rejoice evermore. And again, I say rejoice. Just go on rejoicing in the Lord. In all of these different words here, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So there's a certain way, there's a distinct way of praying unto God. And when we talk about the word distinct, that word denotes recognizably different in nature from something else of a similar type. Hallelujah. So we can pray a prayer of thanksgiving. We can pray a prayer of relinquishing. In other words, giving up and submitting to the will of God. That's a prayer of submission. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. A prayer, hallelujah, of deliverance. When we need God to deliver, pray that prayer of deliverance, a delivering prayer. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, and a prayer of healing. Oh, thank you, Lord. So pray according to the need and watch God work. Watch God do great and mighty things. When we go to him praying and supplicating, supplication, the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. Petition, and it's a plea. So when we petition God, we go to him earnestly, and we are humbling ourselves under his mighty hand that he may exalt us in due time. And we humble ourselves in prayer. Glory be to God. God will lift us up. He will raise us up. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. He will elevate us. God will do it. Praise the Lord. And as was brought out earlier, don't quench the Spirit of God. When you quench something, that means you extinguish it. You put it out or you subdue it or suppress it. So don't quench the Spirit of God. But let God use you. Let God have his way. in your prayers that you pray unto him. Let him take over. Let him have his way completely. And I know that sometimes, I don't know if anybody else have experienced it, but you go to pray and you don't have any words at all. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All you can do is just shed tears, and the tears begin to roll down. Oh, glory be to God. And when we pray unto God in that manner, without any words, just let the Spirit of God take over. Hallelujah. Because he's going to make intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. Nothing can be said. No sound whatsoever. Nothing can be uttered. But the Spirit of God make groanings on our behalf while interceding on our behalf. And also we can pray an intercessory prayer. We can intercede on someone else's behalf and pray for them. And they may not believe, they may not be seeking the Lord. You can intercede on their behalf and pray unto God, believing God. And whatsoever you ask the Lord in prayer, believe that you have it, and God will grant it unto you. Praise the Lord. Even the scripture lets us know, according to thy faith, be it unto you. So according to your faith, just let your faith reach far and wide. Don't keep your faith limited or in a box or just with boundaries on it. Faith should be boundless. Faith should be limitless. Hallelujah. Faith should be expanded without any boundaries or limits. Hallelujah. Because God is not limited. God has no boundaries. He can go everywhere. He can reach any heart. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He can go places that we cannot go. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. And we ought to unleash our faith in God and just have faith in God like Jesus encouraged us to do. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And watch God prove himself. Watch God perform every word he said. Because when God makes a promise, he will always keep his promise. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for the word of God. So let us always remember that there is a certain way that we are to go to God and pray. Amen. There are distinctive prayers that we can offer up to God. And whatever the Spirit is leading you, whatever direction the Spirit is leading you, just allow him to have his way. Let God lead you in prayer, because we really don't know what to pray for as we ought. Amen. This is why we need the Spirit of God to make intercession for us. God, and I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for just blessing us. And tonight, oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. There may be someone who has faith in God and ready to receive the desires of their heart, ready to receive forgiveness of their sins. Maybe you've repented in your heart and you are godly sorry, so much so that you are not willing or don't even desire or want to ever do anything wrong in the sight of God. God will be merciful unto you if you can only believe the Lord is willing to save your soul. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And maybe there's somebody who's sick in their body, desiring to be made whole. I want you to know that God is a healer, but also for the soul, the mind, the spirit, for everything that ails you. God is a healer. Hallelujah. And he will make you completely whole. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't matter what's going on in your body, what you've been diagnosed with, whether it be temporary, whether it be an incurable disease. God has the power to make you completely whole. Hallelujah. And leave the doctors and other health professionals dumbfounded, confounded, overthrown. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I could say with truth that God is working miracles. God is healing the sick. God is raising the dead. God is delivering those who are bound. God is doing all these great and mighty things because he is God and he sits high and he looks low. Hallelujah. He is sovereign and he can do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it and how he wants to do it and with whom he wants to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. This is why I'm encouraged to rejoice evermore and to pray without ceasing, because I know, glory be to God, that God is listening to our prayers. If we keep on going to the Lord and making our petitions known unto him, God will move. He will surely answer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Maybe you have someone that's giving you trouble right now, and you want God to fix the situation. I want you to know that God has the power to work everything out. All you have to do is just believe. Oh, praise be to God. And at this time, we're going to prepare now to go to God in prayer and just pray unto the Lord, believing God according to the scripture, having faith in God, and being able to speak those things that we desire and believe that we have them. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And not doubt in our heart. That's the key. We cannot doubt in our heart at all. Not any little inkling of doubt. We can't have any doubt whatsoever. And according to Jesus, we believe that we have those things which we say, it shall come to pass. Amen. And we will have whatsoever we say. So it's up to us. We can say it with our mouth. We can make it known to the Lord. We can ask the Lord in faith and believe him and receive what we desire. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us go to God in prayer and let's believe God together. Praise the Lord. Let's have faith in God. This one time, let's put our complete trust in the Lord as we pray. And those of you who are desiring to receive the Holy Ghost, you are desiring to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, just open up your heart right now and invite Jesus to come in and to abide in you. Repent of your sin. Be sorry for the wrong that you've done and ask the Lord to have mercy upon you and to forgive you. Glory to your name, Lord. And we're going to God in prayer right now. Oh, most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven. Oh, my heavenly Father, we humble ourselves before you, and we come to you, Lord, calling upon your holy name. Lord, incline your ear and hear our prayer tonight. Oh, my God, we pray right now on behalf of those, Lord, who who are desiring to accept you as their personal Savior, desiring to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray a special prayer, Lord God, that you will touch, that you will forgive, Lord God, and take away their sins. We ask you, Lord, to save their souls and deliver them from the enemy, oh God. Deliver them from the bondage, my God. We know you're able to do all things, and there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, be merciful and move in a mighty way. Oh, God, we pray right now, Lord, for those who are sick in their bodies. We ask for healing. And, God, we ask that you will make them everywhere whole. Whatever condition is in their body, rebuke it, Lord Jesus, and cause it to leave their body. Cause it to flee in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, Lord, and we are depending on you. You've done it so many times before, my God, and we're asking you for healing in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, have your way, Jesus. Oh, my God, touch and bless, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we know thou art a deliverer. We know you're able to fix the situation. Find the works of Satan. Cast him out, oh, Lord. Let thy blood cover, Lord. Move in a miraculous way. Touch right now, Lord. Somebody is in need. Somebody is feeble. Somebody is weak-minded. Touch right now, Lord. Deliver the souls, oh, Lord. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Help somebody to forgive. Help somebody to turn to you. Help today, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer. Oh, my God. Help somebody to forgive. Look on the souls of men, oh, Lord. Touch them right now, oh, Lord. Let, oh, Lord, stay to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Deliver, Lord, all those who are requesting prayer, those who are designed to be saved, to be healed, to be forgiven. We pray that you have mercy today. Help your people, oh, Lord. Draw us closer to you. We need a closer walk. Help us today, Lord. We are seeking to please you. We want your will to be done, not our will. Let our will perish. Help us to die to self-will. Help us, oh, Lord, to die daily. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Bless in a special way. Look on every listener. Touch, Lord. Grant the petitions that they have need of, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayer today. Oh, my God, we know thou art a deliverer. We know you're able to fix every situation. You're able to save to the uttermost. Oh, my God, hear our prayer, oh, Lord. Send deliverance today. Help somebody to turn it over to you. Realize you can work it out. You can fix every situation. Doesn't matter how hard it seems. Have the way, Lord. Be merciful, oh, Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch and bless, oh, Lord. Say to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Have thine own way, Jesus. Bless, Lord. While we're waiting, oh, Lord, help us to look to you the more, take you at your word, knowing that your word is true and your word cannot fail. Your word cannot lie. We believe you. We trust in you. We take you at your word, and we give thanks unto thy name, oh, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the souls that have been blessed. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for strength in the word. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for the blessings, Lord. Thank you, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for increasing our faith. Thank you, Lord. Continue to bless the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to send your word through her. Continue to have your way. Send thine anointed. Bless her the more, Lord. Bless this broadcast, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This part of the service is into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen, talking about the prayers of distinction and saying to pray according to the need. And this was a very beautiful message, and she began to even talk about how God, he'll lead us to pray different types of prayers and how we have to pray with the Spirit, not against the Spirit. We can't quench the Spirit and try to pray according to what we want. If God is leading us to pray a prayer of thanksgiving, don't try to go off into asking him for all kinds of things or into a rebuking session or some other way, because the Spirit, he's the one that makes intercession, because we don't know what to pray for as we ought. So we have to trust him to lead us and to follow his lead when he's leading us in prayer. This is a very thought-provoking message. I enjoyed it. I want to go ahead and ask Evangelist Maybelle if she has any remarks, as well as any clergy that may be on the line. You may have remarks at this time.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for such a beautiful and inspiring message that came through Evangelist Hameen on tonight. A prayer of distinction. Sometimes we have to pray. We pray a prayer of forgiveness. We pray a prayer of healing. We pray a prayer of faith. There are many distinctions of prayers that we send up before the Lord. And I just thank the Lord because she mentioned the scripture where Jesus began to tell the disciples and those who were there. He told them, he said, and when ye stand praying, he said, forgive. But you know, we have to forgive. Doesn't matter who, what, or how, or what happened. We, as the people of God, must forgive one another in order for us to be forgiven. And as you begin to read the scripture where the Bible, in the Bible, it says, pray without ceasing. We have to pray always in all things. We have to learn to be instant in prayer. As soon as something happens, we have to pray and seek the Lord. Glory to God. Send up our supplication unto the Lord. And the Spirit itself knows what is the spirit of the mind. Glory to God. And it knows our infirmities. It knows what we are going through. Our weakness, our feebleness, our sickness, our illness, the Spirit of God knows all about it. So when we are praying, the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity.
Amen.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh the intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Thank the Lord, because God's word is true, it's right. And he says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is what God's Spirit will do. But we, as the people of God, must pray. Pray a prayer of distinction. Beautiful topic, beautiful message. Thank the Lord for the word of God. I encourage men to continue to preach the word of God and continue to let the Lord lead you and let the Lord have his way in your life. I'm praying for you.
Amen.
And no more. Clergy on the line, turn the broadcast back to the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all those beautiful words of encouragement. Thank God for you, Evangelist May, for going on and taking over. I do apologize for the interruption.
praise the Lord. But thank God, I say of a truth that you brought out something very important. Be instant in prayer. That means be ready at all times to pray. So you just never know when you need to step in and just pray a prayer. So I thank God for that, and you know, that readiness, and for the support and the backup. You know, because God, He knows all that we need. And I thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in and who continue to tune in and support this ministry. We truly thank God for you and for your prayers. And we ask that you will continue to pray for us. You know, the enemy is always trying to find a way to stop us from doing what God wants us to do. But we should be that much more determined to do the will of God. And it's going to take prayer. No matter what we try to do for the Lord, we're going to have to pray. We are definitely going to pray continually. So the Lord, He will lay things on our heart, and we need to pray right then and there. Don't put it off. Don't put it off for later. You might forget. Pray immediately. Praise the Lord. In this way, you get that prayer in. Because sometimes prayers that we've prayed some time ago, we might see later on down the line or years later, we might see that prayer coming to pass. Years after we had prayed about it. You know, so let us keep that faith in the Lord and keep trusting Him. So I'm thankful. Thank God for all things. Thank God for you, Evangelist May. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija for hosting the show. Always doing a beautiful job. And also Evangelist May, Evangelist Khadija, I don't know if I was listening closely enough and was able to hear you make mention of the Gospel Truth broadcast, and also the location. Anybody wanted to come? I'm sorry.
And I'm going to pull that information up.
Oh, okay.
The error of the head and not the heart. But if anyone would like to call into the Gospel Truth broadcast, you're calling every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And this is both Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and co-host Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And you can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. And if you would like to visit the Gospel Truth, please forgive me, it sounded muffled, but if you would like to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, you can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. Amen. And that's every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. that the broadcast is on. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I also wanted to mention the Women's Day Convention. That's the upcoming Women's Day Convention, May the 27th through the 29th. And we have some updates about it. I just want to pull up the information. But I know it's going to be held at each church on Sunday. I'll have and Friday evening and Saturday evening, it's going to be, Friday evening and Sunday evening, it will be teleconference, and we'll have that number for you before the the meeting is scheduled to start, but it will be held via teleconference and partially in person, but at each individual church. But we'll have that information for you. I'm looking forward. I don't want to waste any time, but I'll have that information for you before the meeting starts for as well. So those are the announcements that I have at this time. God bless you, Vanessa.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
God bless you. I found it. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. So it's May 22nd through the 29th, and services are held Friday night via teleconference at 7 o'clock p.m., Sunday morning in-person service at our local churches as permitted at 11 a.m. Sunday evening service will be via teleconference at 7 o'clock p.m., and we'll still let you know the number closer to the time, and I'll announce it again. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those announcements, Andrew. And Vance May, did you have anything additional?
Yes. I believe that phone number for Christian Temple, it's 508-924-2348. I believe that's the number for Christian Temple. I don't know about the other churches. But that this is the conference number.
Okay.
And also, to say the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission is holding service on Sundays at 12 p.m. That's every Sunday so far. It's prayer. The prayer mission will be open for a regular service, and we will let you know further which night will be prayer night, if the Lord's will. But we have come out of a week of prayer, noonday prayer, and the Lord has blessed us. We are strengthened and encouraged through prayer, because as the scripture was read tonight, pray without ceasing. And I thank the Lord, that's what we've been trying to do, pray without ceasing. So I thank the Lord for the opportunity and for this mission. We ask that you, those of you that can get a word of prayer through, we ask that you pray for us and pray for this Gospel True Prayer Mission, that the Lord will bless and that he will grant the petitions that we have before him. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer going up, because we need that prayer. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. We're so thankful. And I don't have anything else at this time, but we are thankful that the Lord has blessed us. And just want to encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your life daily. And we welcome you once again to dial in on our guest call-in line. You are certainly welcome to do so at any time that we're having our broadcast, and give your testimony, sing songs, give remarks after the message. We encourage you to use our guest call-in line. So no need to be shy, but just share what the Lord has done for you. Don't keep it to yourself. Praise the Lord. But we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. And until then, this concludes the broadcast for tonight. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night.